Which is kind of nice. So lots of things that are here are really self-made, and we kind of botched it together somehow. It used to have like a suction base for poster printing, but we disassembled it because it became kind of old and difficult to use. And this is, yeah, probably gonna go away soon. Then we have our self-made, I don't know the English word, Belichtungstisch, like where we develop the screens.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So with the UV, to print the UV light sensitive.
No, not to print it, but
to
expose
the
coating. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
As, why is it called Traumwerk?
Because you can work
your
on your dreams and make them come true.
Fair enough.
Actually, I think the original name was Raumwerk, so room work, like the room you can work in. But then the T kind of emerged out of somewhere.
That's a good quote for the ecostation.
No, it's not a reference to the company.
It's good to clarify.
But then, which are the tables you use for the screen printer? Like
this one.
Ah, you use this one. Okay,
ah,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you have another one for other
sizes?
So now it's mostly textile.
Yeah, because like very few people print posters.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of the stuff is t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of swapped to this one because with this t-shirts were very difficult.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And we actually have like this wooden thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Like only the... Yeah, we used to have like metal things screwed on there too, so we can also use it as a printing table,
mm-hmm.
but they broke recently. So
okay.
It's back to just freestyling again when we want to print something bigger.
Okay.
And is it a place you pay rent?
Spektral pays rent for us. We have a deal with them. So they can use this and we don't pay rent.
But what's
what
is
it? Spektral. It's like a community space that you can use, like a public living room, I'd say. I don't know if that's a safe description. But they have like a large room where you can organize workshops or do whatever you want. Like there's yoga sessions, there's like film screenings.
But it's the one you mentioned me the other day, right?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Okay.
And it's upstairs.
Okay.
And like the room over there is also part of Spektral. It's like for practicing music and
mm-hmm.
doing sports sometimes, but it's mostly like Pilates and yeah, sports that you don't need lots of space.
But how does it work for the people that want to come and use the facilities? Like they have to pay the day that they come?
No, it's like, at least for Traumwerk, we have some kind of opening hours, but they're very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have them each Monday, but now they're like whatever day of the week, where someone of the like foundation, I guess, is here and like lets people in and lets them use the facilities, make sure that everything's safe,
mm-hmm.
and maybe gives tips and tricks on the way. So we have a website where and a Facebook and Instagram page where we say, okay, often the workshop, like open space is on this and this day, and people can just spontaneously come in. So you don't have to like write in advance, okay, I'm gonna come.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is advisable to like tell us beforehand if you're planning to print like 50 t-shirts, then it might be best to say like, okay, I'm gonna need lots of space.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the times you can just come by. Like,
what do people pay?
It's like paid depending on what they use.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for materials, and most of it is just donation.
Mm-hmm.
So you think like, okay, maybe that's worth like €5, or you say, yeah, today I don't have money, I might pay next time I come, or yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very open and flexible.
Oh.
Is there, yeah, there must be like policies of private and public stuff, so there I see...
Yeah, we have boxes for the people who are part of Traumwerk. Like, I have my own box, but you can only have a box if you are also contributing, like making workshops, organizing things. So that's how we...
And how many are you?
Currently, we're about maybe 20 active people,
mm-hmm.
but it fluctuates, like sometimes more, sometimes less.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is the 6-screen printing kind of place. Then we also have like sewing machines, so this one is always hidden because it's kind of sensitive to the background. Industrial sewing machine, we also sew like this, it's not really fabric, but from
trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you cover it?
It's for dust.
It's like sensitive to the dust because like you maybe see the walls are a bit weird. It's because the humidity is kind of dissolving the thing and it all comes down, so it's very dusty.
Is it healthy?
It's not like unhealthy. It's just annoying because everything gets dirty.
Mm-hmm.
The brown thing is some protection layer or is the
yeah, it's like clay thing. They
kind of
tried to make some special kind of wall heating in there, but it didn't work out because the humidity is dissolving the clay.
Oh.
Or
right.
I don't know
exactly
if it's clay, but something similar.
Lehm.
Lehm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lehm. Oops. So these are like strong we have.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot afford another space, so we're stuck with this wall.
And how do people follow like protocol? Because I mean, silk screening has like quite a lot.
We make workshops, and people are only allowed to work like print on themselves if they attend the workshop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they are only allowed to print with supervision.
And the ink is also common, or
we use textile ink mostly, or like the one for paper. And we also have like plastisol colors, but we never use them because these are not dissolvable in water. So we would have to use like dissolvent, and it's not good.
Very chemical. Yeah.
Can people experiment with different inks or other materials?
Yes, we also encourage this. So we have like a Grundpaste, like a base. Base paste, and we can mix
pigment.
So
what's the paste made?
I don't know the exact ingredients, but it's over there.
Nice.
Nice.
It's called Print Perfect.
Yeah. So this is
people always have to use it.
No, they can bring their own colors if they want to. But yeah, we just encourage them to only use colors that are dissolvable in the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So this is the big sewing machine, and we have some more over here. So there's sometimes things in boxes. We have irons, we have sewing machines, we have our little buddy here.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to like drape something.
I see you have a code of conduct.
That was for Freiraumfest, which was last week, and apparently no one put it away, but I guess most of it is applicable everywhere. What else? Over there is our, like the thing that is hidden currently, is our mechatronic station, which is rarely used.
Oh.
And it folds up like this.
Wow.
So for a long time there's been Repair Café in here, and people use most of the stuff like where you can control electricity come through. We have some soldering stuff and some small things for, I don't know, shrink tube and banana thingies and, you know, I'm not good on terms here.
Banana?
Yeah, alligator cleaners or banana plug.
They also call them banana plugs.
Exactly.
No, no. There's a plug called a banana plug. It's like this one.
Yeah. There's sure like there's labels of things that I personally never use because I'm not good with electro stuff. But you can if you want to. So yeah, that's here. There's also a broken 3D printer. I don't know who it is.
Ah.
It's broken.
You want to fix it?
If you want to fix it, I won't stop you. So this is closed because of the war.
Yeah, makes sense.
Still is dusty, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's self-made, you know. Yeah, so this is because why then we have pottery. So we have here's the Schmutzbereich. Is this okay when I... Never mind. So here's like the dirt half. Like this is the clean half and here's the dirty half. This is our thing. Because here it's like sawing. Stuff that makes dirt. And we have like two popular videos, I think. Which I cannot really introduce you to, unfortunately, because I cannot pottery.
Ah, that's so cool.
But there's a wheel,
and
there's
a
kiln.
Oh, wow.
And there are also very competent people here who use the stuff, which is not really good. But yeah. And we also have like a Kappsäge and a standing drill and several other tools for woodworking.
Do you also have an oven here for the pottery?
Yeah, the kiln is here. It's
cool.
An electric kiln.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so nice. Sorry, because it was the part. Do you also work on metal and wood, right?
Yeah, we have a welding machine. I'm actually not sure if we can dance around here.
I'm
sorry. I just want to show people. Yeah, so here we also have materials that can be taken if there's a label on it. Maybe it says finger weg, like hands off.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe not use it, but
okay.
Most of it can be used without worries and just with donations. Oh, this is just a joke for, like, it's like a speed limit,
uh-huh.
But for 75, so I guess it was for a birthday.
Okay.
So yeah, this is, here we have a welding machine, which is suitable for several materials and some things for welding.
Dust.
Woodworking
tables in here
if you want to, you can plant things in, which is super old school
thing. Here are
your cracks. Oh, wow. Is this Dutch
thing?
Very
beautiful vintage.
It means that if you...
I don't know the word in English.
I saw some cobblestones made out of wood. Is that also...
Like the one in your
Spurga,
place?
Yeah. Is that... Classic?
I don't know, I've never seen it before. I've only seen it in the house.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't think it's very common then.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is also for welding, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of tools in these boxes. Unfortunately the labels are always in German. we don't often have English speaking people around actually. So that's Traumwerk.
Cool, nice.
Yeah, it's a bit of a messy place, but it's mostly self-made, so...
But I think it's really...
No, I think it's really well organized.
Yes.
It's not...
No.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe...
I wouldn't say messy. It's like full, there's a lot of stuff, because it's very used and inhabited, but I wouldn't say...
Huh.
Messy means like it's hard to find stuff and it sucks.
As soon as you try
so
to
well
find
organized.
Something,
yeah.
you will find.
Yeah, but we did not check if what's in the box is on the box.
Yeah,
already.
But there's
compared
not like
to
this one
stuff
lying on the table.
It
like
used
to work right away. I mean, it's
good.
You know, what can we do if we work here in the coming days?
Well, everything that I'm like silk screen and sewing, of course, but you can also work with wood if you want to.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I cannot really supervise you with lots of metal work.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. So welding, unfortunately, we would have had to organize someone who introduces
you. Unless
you
know.
No, I don't.
Yet.
There's a soldering mask here.
Yeah. like, oh, it's for welding.
But for material like wood and metal also works that you can actually ask company and pay for the material, or you should bring it from outside normally.
You can take some from here if there's like, if you just need a like something like this, or you just want to practice, like for instance welding, you can always take the spare parts here.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Therefore you just leave some donation.
No, but I mean if someone has a big project,
oh, a big
like
project.
Buy part, like piece of
it's gonna be smelly,
you
know?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
But like
okay.
It's not fine, it's just you take it, you don't add something.
Ah,
really industry.
I grew up with that.
Wait, no, don't take it off.
Wait.
It's a bit Star Wars
come.
Vibe.
But it has a, it should have a, you should have a switch
oh, no.
between,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And also you can activate or deactivate.
You can deactivate the screen?
Yeah, look,
ah.
Now you can
switch.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So that's the screen.
Oh, but how do you... Maybe this.
No, I think it's. Perhaps it's.
LCD. I thought it. Doesn't it when it gets a lot? The new ones
yeah.
automatically. Yeah, like the moment.
Squaring X.
Yeah.
Sacred X.
Take it by its corner. Because
it's probably producing a horrible recording.
It's not demo. It's not demo. It's not much.
So yeah, you can use like a drill, for instance, of course, always. Or the only things that I wouldn't advise you to do, because only me is here, is like welding and metalworking.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.